With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up? It's your girl JS coming to you live on this Friday night. This is Eclectically Sexual Sounds episode 19, almost nearing the close of this season 8. Tonight's topic, you didn't put in on this man. And I think I named it that because what we're getting ready to discuss, it's near and dear and kind of hits close to home for me. But when I talk about the dealings between, you know, you and your specific person and your situationships that you might have going on, you know, there are some boundaries that need to be set. Am I right? Because this person who you haven't decided that you're going to either be with or get to know better, because the situationship doesn't really require you to learn anything particularly special about that person. You're just getting together because right now the sexual energy between the two of you is on 10. When I think of how you didn't put in on this, I'm talking about when the situationships, the meetups, the hookups, the whatever you want to call them, the late night booty calls, become this thing where he or she is leaving marks on you. What are you really trying to say by that? I mean, you know, if we're being real and we're being totally honest here, we know we all like our little freaky shit every now and again, and that's great. But for me, this is just me. You leaving marks on my body when you are not my main dude, my second dude, or my third dude, it's something you know going in. Yep, nope, you're sucking a little too hard, sir. Let up off that because you can't leave anything behind. And when you do, you get the rundown of why that is not a thing to do. Because you don't want me to leave one on you. Hint, hint, because as most of you know, if you're listening in, I don't really deal in dudes that don't have other people. I like fucking with dudes that have something to lose because then they can't fuck with my stuff and what I got going on. So, for me, don't leave marks on me. I don't want you to leave marks on me. I don't want you messing up this canvas for somebody else to play around with. I don't even want them entertaining the idea that there are other people in my life. Because what I do outside of that person is my motherfucking business. Now, if this guy or this girl is trying to stake a claim, make a claim, put down, and be that only one, y'all need to have a conversation first. Please don't set yourself up where you allow this person to put marks on you and y'all haven't even decided what y'all gonna do tomorrow. If you're gonna do it together. If you're gonna do anything other than fuck together. Because, and this is just my opinion, you are either allowing him or her to have false high hopes, secure an agenda, tie you down specifically to them because he feels like, or she feels like she's making you, or he's making you special to them and only them, when you don't know if they fucking around with the next he, she, or them. And if we're not having these conversations, like I'm always saying, communication is key, then you open yourself up for these things. Now, this has come to my the forefront of my brain because my friend girl my bestie at work, my ride or die chick, has been entertaining the arms of a few people. And one in particular likes leaving these marks on her. And I'm not talking about the run-of-the-mill hickey. I'm not talking about the, and you know, you see the little redness and, oh, he cute. No. This motherfucker is leaving teeth marks. He's leaving bite marks that get into the skin. I'm talking about, she looked like he balled up his motherfucking fist and went to socking her in places all over her body. Now, my friend likes her freaky shit. Hey. To each his own. I'm a proponent. I'm a fan. But this kind of marking, I want to stalk this motherfucker myself. Not to mention, we have not sealed the deal. We have rounded third. We slid into home. There's all these fucking excuses as to what needs to happen so this move can be set properly so that he can't get for the D. And you leaving these marks on me? You are neither financing or feeding me. Hell, at this point, you ain't fucking me either. But you cannot, in my opinion. And me and my friend are going back and forth about this. Leave these kinds of marks on my body. Because when another mister sees it, what enters his brain? Well, what the fuck is going on? Is she getting her ass whooped by another nigga? Is she, you know, that type of hole that lets you leave these kinds of marks on her and cannot do this shit too? No, sir. See, what has to happen is you need to set some boundaries. And you need to let motherfuckers know what they can and can't do. Excuse me. What they can and can't do in your bedroom, in your company, while you're entertaining. Now, a lot of you know that I have a young adult female daughter, Yaya. And there have been times when Miss Yaya has come in her mother's presence with these very same markings on her body. Nowhere near close to what's going on with my best friend, sister girl. But, nonetheless, it's showing up in church, mind you, with these markings on her body. Now, until Miss Yaya has secured a diamond from one of these Negroes, she belongs to me still. I let her make use of her body, entertain other people. But in the end, when it comes back and she has issues and we need to have discussions or we need to know what's going on or how to do this and whatever the conversation may be, that body that her dad and I created, that belongs to us still. There has not been a man that wanted to step up with the ring and say, hey, Miss JS, I would like to be the person that takes care of your daughter yet. No, I haven't heard it yet. And until I hear all of that 5'8", maybe 5'8" frame, I don't know what she wearing right about now, that beautiful chick is mine. Mine. I will die on that hill and kill a motherfucker about that. So don't be leaving no marks on my child. I love her to death. I love her more than these trifling ass men in this world. And as far as I'm concerned, ain't nobody far. But when you have that mind made up and you have locked down something that you say can take care of my daughter in the process, then we can actually have a conversation about what it is you want to do with my kid. I'm like that about my best friend's sister girl. It gives me pause. Just thinking about the things that I've seen and how now she's starting to feel just a little bit concerned about what's actually going on in dude's brain. Because dude hasn't expressed, you know, any desire to be in a relationship. He's actually expressed the desire of the complete opposite. Not really looking for that right now. You know, he's doing his thing, which is great. Okay. Yay him. But, the behaviors are more than situationship, maybe want to be your man type behaviors. And we're just not saying that with our mouths. I need to hear that, honey. I need the actions to say, not just in the bedroom or in sneaky little situations when we can or when we can hook up outside of here or when we go places. Not really even together or be out, be seen. But just to hook up, because that's what this situation is, and that's what it's going to be, and it started as. And so if we are venturing into togetherness, or, you know, relationship, or dating, or whatever people call it now, there needs to be a conversation had. I'm only like a little bit into this podcast, and I am feeling all sorts of, like, a little bit of anger, maybe some resentment about the way, you know, guys are thinking these days. Like, why he thought it was okay. I did it because I know you like that. Well, sir, I don't like looking like a battlefield. I don't want anybody getting the wrong impression about what's actually going on in my life, or that I need some sort of protection, or maybe I'm just one of these females that don't have any control over their body or what goes in their life, and I'm being taken advantage of or mistreated in some kind of way. Because a lot of times it's about the perception of things. I can say this is how I am and behave this kind of way, but I'm really a docile female who doesn't know how to say no, or who doesn't know how to tell someone when I'm really being taken advantage of or hurt. And that's not my best friend, sister girl. She is not that type of female. But the perception being far outweighing than whatever is coming out of her mouth being is that she's being taken advantage of, or she's being beaten. And anybody beat my best friend, sister girl, not on any day of the week. What I would like for people to understand when I am saying what I'm saying is that when we're having these conversations, we need to be honest with, first of all, ourselves, and then with the person we're conveying this message to. Is this what I like? Yes. I like a bite every now and again, a slap on the ass here and there. I feel a little twingle, and then all the hair stand up and all that good stuff. When I have to push your head away and tell you no, one warning, no should be it all be all, red sign, stop, I'm gonna punch you in your jaw if you continue type. But when I have to say you are hurting me, I'm coming for your jugular. I will cut you. Nigga, get up. And I need for people to understand that. And this goes for the women too, because I know how sometimes it can be misread about how older women or very cute women or voluptuous women with all the right places, curves in all the right places, can take advantage of some men and then go, you know what, I ain't like it, he made me look like an asshole, you know what, he did this, and this is not how it really went down, it was really like this. That's not fair, and that shit is definitely not cool. So have the conversations, but before you even have this conversation, sit down with yourself in silence and say, if I like this, what are my limits? What can I handle? What can I not handle? What will I accept or what will I not accept? What's okay? What ain't okay? And then have a conversation with whomever it is that you...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You want to have this conversation with. Because if in your head you're saying no, but you're not saying anything with your mouth, you can't expect anybody to read your mind. If something just ain't right and it just don't gel and you're not getting a good vibe, open your motherfucking mouth. Say something. You can't just push them away and not say, hey, slap him on the top of the head and say, cat, dog, let me know something. Because perceptions are louder. They practically scream when there are no words coming from anyone's mouth. And if you don't trust the people that see you and are worried about you and ask you questions, but you're worried about them being in your business, that's not a cool thing either. You gotta wonder why they're worried. What do they see that you don't see? and actually have a conversation with that person. Maybe there is something. Or maybe you feel like, you know, we can't all feel like we're so desperate that this is what we'll settle for and get ourselves hurt in the process. Because that's a thing too. You know, really damaged and broken people, they exude a different vibe than people who are secure and independent and can stand 10 toes down. And those people are easy targets for those who know how to manipulate and take advantage of them. I'm cool with being a mouthpiece for those who can't speak for themselves. But, you know, you can lead a horse to the water. Can't make him drink it. There was a time when I was probably would consider myself passive. Where I probably would have even considered myself just a tiny bit more submissive than I would if I am relegating myself and saying, okay, you can have control now. That type of submissive me now is so not the same as the person that I used to be. I would try to have conversations out in my mind so that if I said one thing, I would get this response. But you can't do that. Took me a while to figure that shit out, but you can't do that because you never know what's going on in someone else's mind. So you have to stand in your own self and be cool with whatever somebody's got to say to your responses. It's not always going to be some shit you like. And so I would say easy about 20 years ago, maybe a little more, 25 years ago, I was really quiet and extremely jealous and really insecure because I felt like, you know, what I deserved, I got. Even if it was bad shit. I mean, you've heard me say, every dude I've ever been with has cheated. Every single one. Now, does that speak to me? The people that I attract? Or, hell, I just don't know how to pick men. And we can talk about that for days. But I don't think I was really honest with what I wanted and was successful at really conveying that message to the dudes I was coming across. I didn't get my voice until maybe a couple years after I separated from Yaya's dad. It took me a long time to get there. Coming from a really insecure girl who dealt with a lot of insecurities and my boyfriend at the time cheating and me feeling like that's what he was doing, but not really having the balls to say anything to him about it because I didn't want to lose the dude, but I didn't want to be in that situation either. And that's like a scale that you sometimes have to tip on one way because you can't balance that shit. How you gonna feel the way you feel and allow your dude to cheat and be cool with that but not be cool with that because you really want to say something, but how do I say it and still keep the dude? Maybe you don't need to do. And it took me actually seeing it for myself and hearing story after story from multiple people about how, yeah, this was a thing. And so when he ended it with me, I was tore about that shit, like to my core, because who likes to be dumped? But that really, really hurt. And so I think for me, because I know what that kind of pain feels like and I'm not afraid of it anymore, I'm cool with the dude saying no, or it's not you, or kind of like your friend, or, you know, whatever little negative or rejections that I got. It's like, all right, cool. Because now I know me and I'm comfortable in my own skin. Or if you don't like me, cool. But I know about 5-6 other dudes who do. So I'm not really feeling any type of way about how you feel about it. And girls don't just get there overnight. And some dudes will make you feel like Queen of Sheba, Nefertiti, all of those bitches combined. And then there are some dudes that will make you feel like you ain't shit on their shoe. dudes have the same issue with females, because some of us, and there are some of us out there, are interested in the material things that a lot of these dudes just don't have. And then some are doing some shit they ain't supposed to be doing to get it, just so they can please some bitches. Why? I never understand it. But anywho. And so, guys manipulate because they feel like they've been manipulated. Chicks are the same way. We might be from two totally different planets, but we move the same way. Some of us are better at it than others. But when you've decided that you are going to be a man or a woman about your shit and not get off or shit that makes you miserable, you have to make other people miserable with too, or you find your joy in seeing people miserable or seeing how much you can get from a dude or how many bitches you can lay down, or and then brag about that shit. Like, honestly, you can't tell me about how you get down with other bitches and I'm cool with that and you trying to fuck me. Are you checking on all the bitches you sleeping with? Because I can guarantee you, not everybody's out there doing that type of thing. I saw the glimpse of a video, I'm sure I've seen, or that other people have seen too, where the lady is, I believe it's a sex ed class, and the lady is talking about sexual partners and about how you can't just look at that one person and think that's the only person you're sleeping with. Because in reality, you're sleeping with everybody else that he done slept with and everybody else that she done slept with. And you thinking you fucking the dude who has been careful about his stuff, these are where conversations come in. Or you can't just fuck everybody. Everybody shouldn't be worthy of you. You need to be able to vet some of this dick, some of this coochie you're getting, because all pussy ain't good pussy. All dick ain't great dick. And for as much as a bitch will talk about her shit, or a dude will talk about how he sling it, it's not even about can he or is it really for the chicks. It's more about how well is that person taking care of themselves or not. And are you ready to deal with whatever comes behind that? Some people know, some people don't know. It's not all new to some people, and there's some people who just don't give a fuck. And everybody's not looking out for everybody, and some of us just looking out for ourselves. So maybe we should all be that way, where we're looking out for everybody while we're looking out for ourselves. It's not always going to be a cup of tea. It's not always going to be easy peasy. Open your mouth and say some shit. What you will and won't take. What you do and don't like. What is okay and what ain't okay. And I guarantee you, when you stand on your own two feet and you say these things and have these types of conversations, it becomes just a tad bit easier. A little less stressful. And we ain't gotta be pressed about it. I can honestly say I haven't had any type of sexual relations in about 3 months. I ain't missing it. I'm not saying I don't care, but I ain't missing it. I haven't even been helping myself out. I got too much shit going on. That's one, but I'm not missing it. Like, I'm just enjoying being JS and that being okay. And I don't need dick to please me. I don't even need me to please me. I'm happy in other places of my life that far outweigh the desire and need to have consistent sexual contact with another person. And I'm cool with that. Like, I'm enjoying just relishing in being me. Because you can't ask nobody to love you or even like you if you don't even love or like yourself. I know I wouldn't ask no motherfucker that. And I think once I'm done feeling how I feel about situations where I have to be vulnerable and being okay with being that open to a motherfucker possibly hurting me again, I can't feel the way I feel. I have to come to some level of either I'm going to compromise or I'm just going to keep enjoying loving me until I come to a place where I'm comfortable with being vulnerable. Ain't day yet. I suggest you get there. So for my best friend, sister, girl, have that conversation. Because homeboy can get it on sight. And I know you don't want me fighting him. That is all for this episode 19 of Eclectically Sexual Sounds. You ain't put in on this, man. Evening, my lovelies.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.